finding your muse. Just take a moment and witness the beauty around you. The sea or the flight of a bird.
Yes, the insincerity. And when you see, when you observe inconsistency like that and just bias, a person or people who are perfectly willing to just completely ignore the same type of wrongdoing on the part of someone else, and someone else do that and they're from the other camp, you want to really rake them over the coals. You want them to lose their position. You want folks to, who receive money from this politician, to give it back. Again, inconsistency. The proposal was made that anyone who received cash during political campaigns that were headed up by Al Franken, Senator Al Franken, give the money back. Okay. Will the folks who receive money through the efforts of Donald Trump give that money back? The main difference is that Senator Franken has chosen not to deny that he was engaging, that he had ever engaged in any sexual misconduct, while President Trump denies every accusation. So far, Senator Franken has not been proven guilty. He's opened everything up to Ethics Committee. Gone a lot further than a lot of folks, a lot of his counterparts. And when you have, when you see people with this bias, you're seeing someone who really does not have an interest in resolving the problem that was brought up in the first place, and that is the sexual assault. Another problem is when you have politicians who are doing the political calculus, and they're saying, well, you know what? This could really cost us some seats down the road if this person who has been accused of sexual assault is elected senator. Talking about Roy Moore. He's been accused. He's running for U.S. Senate. And a lot of, some of the politicians are saying, no, 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 this is too risky. If he gets elected and the next time election comes around, we could hurt as a party. That is not a good reason to want the man to not be seated as Senate or even be elected, to want him out of the race. Because what they're making very clear is that the political fortunes of the party are what's really important to them. Not resolving this issue of sexual assault against these girls. Well, these women who were girls at the time that, according to their reports, Roy Moore assaulted them. The real issue should be resolving the issue of sexual assault. Okay, well, let us know what your thoughts are. Coming up in just a few, we're going to be speaking with Mr. Wesley Tharp. He's going to talk with us about the potential impact of the federal budget, the proposed federal budget. Stay with me. Simply natural.